Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 217, Patience Grasshopper.
Where we teach you patience as we make you wait for it.
Then we stop making you wait and actually talk about patience.
The discussion from the chat room is on being ready while being a patient.
In the level up, we caution you to be careful what you ask for and teach you to respect your process. Don't jump to knee-jerky conclusions.
Then in On Beyond, we dive into the mechanics of Mordant and McFall.
All this coming up right now. Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one Snatch the Pebble from My Hand comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 217, Patience Grasshopper. And today we are coming at you semi-live from Lakeland, Minnesota in the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den is, you love him, you know him, you can't wait to hear him, the dark side of positive, Charles McFall.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Good morning, everybody.
Oh my God. Dead air, and you go from this huge energy thing to take you back to comedy.
Patience.
School. And
oh, yeah, really? You don't think it's funny because you're on the receiving end of the joke. Everybody on this side is laughing their ass off.
Oh, yeah. There they are, assless. Is that two markers we had to put in?
No.
Good. Excellent. So. Excellent.
Da-da-da. According to Scott, that it's in the Bible, so we can say it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. No donkeys here. According to Mike Woodward, number two, he's saying, hang on, got to go walk on some rice paper.
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Tell me you actually saw the movie, or you're just quoting a line you've heard a million people say.
I'm sorry. I watched the TV show. I don't know that there's a movie.
Maybe there's not a movie, but at least the opening of the TV
show. Yeah, of course, man. Of course, I know. Yes.
Wait. Just like lately has secret. There's no of course with you because you are surrounding yourself throughout the decades with people who are steeped in pop culture because you use it in your show. That doesn't mean you actually watched it. Yeah. So there's no, of course.
I watch Kung Fu with David Carradine. Thank you very, very much.
You know, in the early stages when he was just a teenager, he was Beta Carradine.
Oh, my
Come
God.
Come on, geek joke. Come on. There you go. That's not what we called to talk about, is it?
No, that's not what we called to talk about.
What are we called to talk about?
We're talking about patience today. Patience, that elusive virtue, that need for that kind of thing. We were trying to figure out something to talk about on the show, and you had said something about how I'm always a certain way.
We can tell the story because it's not like it. I don't know. Maybe they heard it the way you meant it, but I heard.
I hear a bus coming. Go for it. Throw me under it.
No. I heard in my mind when you said, oh, you talk about how I'm a certain way. It's like, that's not how these conversations go. I'm not lecturing Mordant all the time. It was a certain thing you said that I actually, asked, can I correct your language? And then I made a funny point that said, it's just who you are. It's good. It's fine. And you can explain it if you want, but we were discussing what topic to talk about, and then I had to drop you because people came into where I was, so I said, I'll call you back in a minute. And in that time frame, before I called you back, you actually said, what about patience? Because it was based off of you always telling yourself to suck it up and do it. That is something that lately you've been going through, is going, there's nothing for me to do except sit and wait for what I've done to take effect.
Right. I was also listening to Dave Jackson's show, The School of Podcasting, and it was his latest episode, which aired or was just published yesterday on August 31st. I'd give you the show number, but Mr. Dave Jackson, if you happen to be listening to this, there's no show number in your notes that I could find. Maybe I just skimmed it, but dude.
It's kind of a new trend of doing things. Some people don't number your shit. It's a thing being talked about.
Anyways, he was playing a thing off of somebody else's show, and it was the Chase Jarvis show, and he had Gary Vaynerchuk on, and he actually plays the clip on it. So maybe in editing we'll play the clip as well. But he asked Gary. Gary's a famous,
We're not going to play the clip because we're talking about your experience with this. So what was your experience? What did you learn from it?
And I learned that my partner keeps talking over me.
Because you gave the producer so we asked Gary,
what's the most important thing that you need to do in marketing and marketing your show or whatever? And he fully expected crush it, or there was some other expression that Gary uses a lot. But he said patience. Because what he's getting is a lot of people coming up to him and going, hey, I've been working my show for a while and it's not happening for me. And he asked, well, how long have you been doing it? 30 days, 3 months. This is a long haul. And even Dave Jackson is talking about a bunch of podcasters out there who are just beginning to make it. And they've been doing this for years. So sometimes it's not, hey, this is not working. It's time for me to move on to the next thing. Maybe that's not it. Maybe you just need, first of all, you need to be doing what you love, which is something that we do here at Success Freaks. I personally love this. I think Charles loves doing. He loves to talk. He doesn't, you know, he has a bunch of different things he talks about, but here it just happens to be about helping you be awesome. So you need to do what you love so that you're not just here to make the bucks. If you happen to be making the big bucks, great. That's gravy on top. But the meatloaf is that you're loving doing this. And that you're in this for the long haul. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so you need to have patience. Patience with yourself. Patience with your process, whatever you're going through. Patience with your partner who keeps talking and talking and talking.
I do have patience with you.
I know.
If you could see my face right now, you would have stopped in your tracks because you just talked about meatloaf and gravy together. What is wrong with you? That's gross. Man, that's the worst analogy I've ever heard.
Ketchup on yours? Are you a ketchup on your meatloaf guy?
I'm not a meatloaf guy, but when I did eat it as a kid, and yes, there was ketchup involved.
Right.
It's like a hamburger.
If you're not a meatloaf guy, then you can't really speak as to the wonders of gravy on the meatloaf.
Oh, no. I've eaten great food, and I've seen the food that you eat. In fact, we've done the food that you eat on the show. So I believe the entire long-term audience and I can verify that I indeed can speak to the things that come out of your mouth.
Here's what's shocking to people lately that I'm starting to do or that I've been doing for a little while. Mayonnaise on my burrito. Oh, yes.
I've heard of butter on it on a fajita.
Oh, I've not heard of that. That sounds
I've heard of butter on a fajita. Well, have you not heard of it, mister? I put butter on everything.
No, I have mayonnaise on everything. I don't know.
No. There, you know, in the grocery store, you know, when Aaron goes shopping, when Morton's going to come around, there's the little, you know, individual size butters, basically. There's like a family size. And then she goes to BJ's, it was just like a wholesale club, and finds the Morton size and nice. And has it around. Why are we on this? This is not
what I don't know. Let's talk about something we did last week, something we did new last week for the first time ever.
Which was?
We were both on Blab.
Yes.
We had a Blab episode, a Blabic episode.
Which is blab.im. It's this new social media platform that takes the idea of Periscope. It takes the idea of podcasting. It takes the idea of Google Hangouts. It tries to make it all better. And I say tries because it's still in the beta. There's still things that are working out. Who knows exactly how it's going to take shape as it goes forward. But it's up to four people on a camera. People can jump in and out of the conversation. And because it's about conversations, it's called Blab, blab.im, or it's on your iOS device, which works great.
We had a very good time. You can change your title, and we kept changing topics, so we kept changing our title. But we actually had people, the high muckety mucks of Blab, pop in on us. And
Brittany of the help desk.
Yeah, yeah, and she was having a good time too, so... That was nice. That was pleasant. And at first, you know, when you first started, you're just like, it's you. And then maybe people will show up. And then people began showing up. And they don't automatically get to jump in on a camera. Whoever created the Blab, you allow them to do it. You can set it at nobody else comes in. But I had a great time. It was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I believe we're going to be doing another one today, a few minutes after the show ends. So if you're around on your computer, it's through Twitter. You just sign in with Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can go to blab.im. And, of course, if you find my profile, which is Charles McFall, I think it's at House of the Bear. I think you can probably search by Twitter handle. You will see the recording of the last one we did. And, of course, if you're not able to – because on the podcast, this is a little while later after we recorded, obviously.
Right.
So if you didn't if you weren't able to get into that blab or see it, you'll be able to watch the recording of that as well, because that's one of the great tools they have.
Don't we have it on our website, the link?
To the first video. We haven't physically done the second one, so no, Doctor Who. I've not put the
The first video, dude.
Well, I am talking about successfreaks.com, which is where you can find all of it. So we'll be back with some actual content, hopefully, soon.
Do you feel like your small change isn't making a difference to help your neighbors in need? You can make changes that count. Islamic Relief USA's Day of Dignity is giving you the chance to fight poverty in your community. Visit irusa.org to learn more about Day of Dignity events happening soon in your city. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, number 217, Patience Grasshopper. Pump the brakes, dude. Relax. You'll get there. And today, Charles and I are talking about just that very thing. Patience. Whether you need to have it. How come everything's not coming and working out for me right away? How come I'm not successful now? Serenity now. Why don't I have everything I want right now? Maybe I just need to quit and move on to the next best thing. Or should I have some patience, Grasshopper? Charles.
Well, of course you always have patience. That was not the setup I was looking for, but that's okay. You know, well, that's something that I've dealt with in the last couple of years. You know, not to harp on it, but in 2013, got laid off. That's always a big change in your life. Shortly thereafter, there was, of course, a human-based fight between my wife and I. Was just venting and emotions. And I'd been trying to get a job at that point, and there was just nothing to get. The ultimate result was we just make it through. I mean, we're trying. We can get the anger out, get the emotion out, kind of let it burn off, and then just settle it. Because what else are you going to do? And that was the result, is what else are we going to do? I'm getting some gigs here and there. I'm trying to get more money. I'm trying to get a full-time thing. What else can you do? And once you hit that point, it's a lot easier to be patient, honestly. And then flash forward to the other day, I had some possibilities of projects that I've been working on coming to an end in, not like a seasonal end, but a termination end. And my thought was, well, okay. I've been numb to it for so long now. A year and a half, really? I guess about 2 years now. It's not, I don't know if it's a numbness, but it's almost an acceptance of, I don't know what's coming next. But everything has come the way it's supposed to come. Everything has been okay. I'm trying everything else that I can. And anytime opportunities come up, I do my bit to track them down or to follow through or whatever. And I think when you get to that point, Morten, the desire to have to know is what makes us impatient. What do you think?
Yeah. Or your perception about ways certain things are happening and you don't see the big picture. You don't see what's going on. I can't recall if I've told this story before, so I'm going to tell it now. It happened recently. I was working at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and I'm supposed to get a parking pass. And so it allows me to park, you know, somewhat near my stage. The first weekend, I walk up, and they're like, sorry, they're not printed now, and there's only a list for 6 people. And there was this, and there was like 15 people requesting it. To me, that said, you may not get a pass. And my
wait, did they have some old guy with a staff? Because it's a Ren Fest, right? Standing there going, none shall pass. Come
on. And my buddy D'Angelo, Jeff, you know, that works with me in the Tortuga Twins, he was there too. He's like, you copped such a diva bitch.
Oh,
face.
Did you? Oh, yes. Face, not attitude. Because I thought you were going to go attitude on it. But
I snapped like that. I was like, rah, 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 rah. And what happened is that they just hadn't printed them yet. They had an influx. You know, nobody had them yet. Actually, afterwards, somebody came up to me and said, hey, listen, you're going to get yours. Don't worry about it. We just don't have them right now. So I actually went up to Jeff and I said, you were absolutely right. I apologize. I apologized to them. I made a joke about it saying, yeah, I'm sorry I gave you this. It's not what I meant. But I didn't have – it was a knee-jerk reaction of, I'm not getting my way. I'm not getting what I want. Wham! My diaper's full. You know, so – and I was throwing out my irritation when I could have just, you know, done – I could have just been, you know, the wise old sage going, oh, this okay. I will snatch pebble from hand. I will be patient here, and I will either get it or I will not, and it will not matter because I am balanced. But I wasn't balanced.
So
I
would, you could be like me.
No. Talk about that when you're yelling at your kids. But no.
Jesus overturned the tables, and he was the epitome of patience.
That's right. Oh, yeah, he did.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
If I compare myself to Jesus, I'll let you decide. That shut the whole show down right there. It's like, no, we got to get off the air and talk for a minute.
What I'm doing in the meantime is looking for a joke. I'm like, nah, this is not going to end well. Let's just move past.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
But we all have those knee-jerky reactions. We all have the, I'm not getting what I want. And if you would just calm down enough to go, maybe you are, you just, you know, have to wait for it. And we've used this example before where when something's going wrong in your life, there's a good chance that it's making room for something better. If you can stop and go, okay, where's the silver lining? Chances are you're going to find it. We all have horrific things that happen in our lives that, you know, and I've had just this year, a few deaths are happening. I'm not talking about those situations. I mean, you can look for the greater good and the silver lining there. That's a tough one. You're allowed to reel from the punch. But I'm talking about when you don't get your way or something else. You're like, this, I'm not getting what I want. Therefore, something better is coming my way. And the better thing may be just patience. Maybe that you're not losing your cool every time you don't get your way and you're able to have a better experience and you're able to gift those around you with a better experience than you just throwing your attitude.
I kind of I challenge to that a little bit. What if, and this is the what if, and I may actually take this as my level up, I don't know, but what if the level up to that is to become the guy who gets everything he wants because his focus is not on the now and what he wants, but on, or the girl. It's on who you are and where you ultimately want to be. You know, because I'll give you the step right now is to go take a breath. Because you were saying you don't always get what you want. You're there was different things you were saying there that triggered that thought. And I was like, well, what if you do get what you want as long as you focus on the bigger issue? And because, okay, here's a case in point, Morgan. You want to be the guy who touches the world, right? You want to be, you want to change all these lives. And you're always focused on that. So somehow, let's say not getting the parking pass touches into that. And maybe it's just a simple story on the show. Maybe it's something bigger that you don't know yet. But because you're focused on right now, you ruin what you really want because you focused on right now. I'm not getting what I want. When we've both experienced times when we focused on the long term. We focused on where we're going ultimately in this short term loss or this seemingly thing that happened bad to us here. Is a bad thing, but then as we move past, we go, oh, because I focus on my goal, had I taken that parking pass? And a parking pass is a bad example for what I'm saying. It's a great example.
No,
for what
it's
you're
not.
Saying.
I think it's a great example. What if there's somebody I'm supposed to meet there and network with, or somebody I'm supposed to help, or who's supposed to help me in another parking lot? What if I needed to get there? Mm-hmm. You know, for that reason.
There you go.
I mean,
okay.
This alone is great pod fodder. This is great for us to be able to talk about what's going on, you know, and how it can help us out by having patience. What I loved about Joe Vitale's, you know, Zero Limits books. There's three books. He talks about Ho'oponopono and all that. You get into the second and the third, you see where the poop hits the fan, and he talks about his shortcomings. And his experiences where everything was not perfect. And to me, it's like people were asking, well, why is that happening? Why is that happening to the big guru guy? Well, it's happening to him so that we can see it happens to everybody, so that we'll know that we're still on the path, so that we know that we can still attain that level of success, that level of, for lack of a better word, enlightenment. Look, the big guru guy is having problems. I'm having problems. Hence, I can be like the big guru guy in a good way. Instead of going, see all of these things that are going wrong in my life, I'm never going to get there. So why try?
See,
so it's perfect when that happens.
That's why you always keep C is for cookie.
C is for cookie. You know, that's good enough for me.
That man has got it down, doesn't he? I'm
just saying. Yeah, why do you say that? But explain that, though.
Well, partially because it's a joke. I heard you say C and you emphasize it. That is it. But, okay, there was a comic strip I've kept. Oh. We're out of time.
And we have something in the chat room we want to just bring.
So we'll come back in the next section and maybe talk about the philosophy of Cookie Monster. Stay tuned.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show, Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 217, Patience Grasshopper. And we right now, we were talking about some things about being patient, but there's some comments from the chat room that I wanted to put in. First of all, Crafty Hooker with her first comment was, what? Mordant? Overacting? But then she went on to say something actually useful here. She said, I have become a much more patient person overall through life, but I can admit I'm starting to get very impatient with my situation. I have been working very hard to improve my life lately and keep getting wrenches thrown at me. I am ready now to have those smoothed out and not have to live in a state of razor edge finances. I'm ready to be in a place where I have a safety net again. And then our new listener Christina says, I hear you, Crafty. I think we all have that at points in life, and it's hard to be patient when we're standing in. So easy to tell someone to be patient when you're not standing in it at the moment. You'll make it. I think that's a great point. You will make it. You know, this too shall pass. But sometimes the thing that you need to learn is sometimes when you're going through stuff, it's the universe way of saying, this needs to be fixed. This needs attention. You know, I have a check engine light that's been on my vehicle for a while, and I just went over 300,000 miles a couple of thousand miles ago, and I'm like, well, maybe that's it. And I'm talking to a mechanic friend of mine, and he goes, well, actually, no, that's not usually what they're for. So he brought out his little computy thing. He's like, okay, you either have a catalytic converter that needs to be replaced, very expensive, or the sensors are out. And the fact that you're getting these two codes means that the sensors could be out. So I'm like, oh, so I don't really have to worry about it? He goes, no, if it's the sensors and it's not adjusting your catalytic converter, then it's going to screw that up. So you need to pay attention to it. So sometimes the hard things you're going through are because you need to pay attention or fix something that is gone awry.
Oh, is it my turn?
Oh, my God.
I was actually listening to you. I'm like, I'm not sure what to say after that. I was actually pretty on point. So I'm going to take the dark side of positive. I'm going to take the little bit of controversial and say maybe you're not ready. Because I've been podcasting for over 10 years now. I have been on my own earning income. And I don't mean getting a job. I mean contracting, chasing down the dollar, hustling for, as we established, a little about 2 years now. And actually, damn it, Carl, not that long ago, there was a couple of shows where I was just so tired. And I was maybe under the weather a little bit and just dragging. And damn it, Carl, we had to talk about something else. But he's like, man, I just want to ask you, you okay? Because you're been like, I was like, yeah, you know what? It's the hustle. The hustle has got me really, really tired because there's a lot of energy out and very little energy in. And there's been so many times in the last 10 years as a podcaster, I'm like, I'm ready to be discovered. I'm ready to blow up. I'm ready to be the guy who leads everybody. And then I get 6 months, a year down the road and realize I wasn't nearly as ready as I thought I was. Same with I get what she's saying. And maybe sometimes as human beings, we interchange the word ready with tired of. I'm tired of razor sharp finances. You know, I've been there. I was the environmental victim show that we did a couple weeks ago. That came from that feeling that I had because I got to the point of changing my words from this is temporary, we're moving through, and this is where I'm going. And I'm doing all these great things. And, oh, look, I get recharged. I went and did this meeting somewhere, and it was awesome. And I went to New Media Expo, and it was awesome. I lost some of that thing. And what really became was it was not I'm ready to get out of this place and become better. It was I'm tired of being in this place. And I think we have to be very careful in learning patience to say, am I ready? Because I've known when I'm ready, when people come up to me. You know, I've known when I was ready to manage finances better, when I got more finances. I've been trying to do better with finances here. I've been looking for new gigs, trying better things. And the podcasting thing has really picked up a lot better than ever before. But, you know, I'm still not the Nerdist, which is the level I want to play on. You have still not Kevin Smith, which is level. Am I ready? I don't know. But when I stopped asking that question and started just going, I'm going to take the next step and the next step. I look back and see, oh, I was ready for this because I got to speak at New Media Expo. oh, I was ready to be recognized on another level because I'm about to attend Dragon Con as a professional and have three different panels for this weekend when I thought I was ready 3 or 4 years ago. So that's my advice is if you find yourself saying I'm so ready to be different, maybe you're saying I'm exhausted and tired because that's human and that's fair. I'm exhausted of having to wonder if I'm going to make the finances this month, but maybe I'm not ready for something better yet. I don't know. All I can focus on is the next step.
Right. And it's always, you know, don't be so disheartened. If you've not figured out why or how come you're not moving forward, there's something that's either being done or not done. Case in point, something that I've just realized. Case in point, I have a new device that I'm using in podcasting, which allows myself and other people to be on their headsets. You can control your own, you control the volume on your personal headset. And I love this little thing. I want to use it, but I've had a hard time setting it up because last time I tried it, Charles was getting feedback and echo and that's just like, no, that's not the way it works. So I found the correct cables and I attached everything and everything works fine. We did a test and he's like, he gets no echo, but he does hear stuff from my computer. So there's that. And for some reason today, I'm just like, you know, I'm recording this via Reaper. And I keep saying, check your Reaper, make sure that I'm recording. Me, I'm saying this to myself. So I check it. Oh, it's fine. Oh, it's fine. Oh, it's fine. Now this time I was like, I'm just checking it again. I don't know why. I check it again while Charles is talking and it's registering his voice as well. So my patience is, well, hopefully Mike, who is our producer, his patience is he's going to get my recording with Charles's voice on it as well. Anyways, but my thing is I need to figure out what am I not doing that this is still happening.
Yeah, Mike Woodard says, patience is an issue. I have to constantly fight the need to get what I want right away. And I've definitely been there. And sometimes that you know what I'm saying, where you get so insensitive to the situation that it's helpful to start the whole bankruptcy process, to start the whole, you know, 2013 episode. After I got laid off, actually it was 2014, I had a bunch of people here at the house to go to the Georgia Renaissance Festival. And on the way there, my car exploded, had shown no signs of issues, no anything along those lines. And then it exploded on the side of the highway. And that was it. It was done for. And we weren't sure the appropriate process to get it fixed or what we should do with our finances because we're having all these debates. Since then, I've not owned a vehicle of my own. Since then, it was a friend of mine gave me his truck, which I drove for another 6 months, and it blew up on me. And I'm taking care of these things. And it blew up on me on the side of the road, actually on the way to my bankruptcy hearing. Man, I could tell you that story and on beyond, but it was very, very interesting. So then beyond that, my father-in-law has loaned us a vehicle and we've been very careful with it. And yes, I went my own car because as soon as I get into his vehicle, it was not for me. It didn't suit me physically. It's uncomfortable to drive. I don't know. And it's not mine. So I'm a little concerned about it. Come this October, you know, next month, I'll have been driving it a little over a year. I can't remember if we got it in September or October. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I have been driving it for a while, and it's always bugged my wife. But now we're finally at the point with patience. It's like, you know what? Patience sometimes is just letting go. You can even give up if you want. You know, I was thinking, I was trying to sell my motorcycle. Like, I'm going to sell my motorcycle, and the money I get for it, I'll turn around and buy the car, you know, whatever car that is, you know, for the money. And it'd be a low rent, you know, beat up vehicle, but which I've done them before. As long as it will drive where I need to go, I'm good with that. And I tried and I tried and I tried, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get it to work. So with patience, we're actually at the point that we can do car shopping. And I'll finish that story up coming up next in the level up section. I'll be back. We'll see what happens.
Hi, this is Mike with Mike at the Mic. .com. And you know how it works. When you need voiceover, you need it now and you need it inexpensive. And you need to get it as professional as possible. So if you're looking for a guy who's a podcast producer who comes equipped with voiceover skills and is affordable, professional, and quick, I'm your guy. Check me out. Mike@themike.com. That's M-I-K-E @themic.com.
Welcome back to Success Fiction number 217. Patience. Patience Grasshopper. And yes, I am back. from my hiatus, apparently imposed by the broadband that I was not getting. Anywho, if you want to find us out there, if you want to find Success Freaks out there, you can go to successfreaks.com. All of our social media goes through the website. Of course, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Soon to be found on Blab, here and there. Different places like that. If you like listening to us and you're in the Gastonia, North Carolina area, WGNC AM 1455 Eastern Time. You can find us there. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Kabiesi Radio. And I'm probably saying that wrong. If you happen to be in Nigeria, Moscow, or Dublin. So those are the places that you can find us. And we appreciate it. If you do go to iTunes and you're liking our show, leave a review or whatever it is you're supposed to leave on iTunes, because we're there as well. And any podcatcher can find us. So blah.
This is true. So do you want me to start with a level up, or you got a level up?
Sure, you got one. Go ahead.
All right. My level up in this show about patience is be careful what you ask for. That's the one thing that my mother, and I think in a decent way, beat into me. And I don't mean beat into me, I just verbally, just over and over said that. Because her whole take on it was, well, you know, when God's going to teach you patience, he's going to send a whole bunch of hard crap your way, which is not always true. But the idea is, if, like, okay, just using Mike as an example, because he spoke up in the chat room about wanting what he wants right now. If you want patience, how do you think you're going to learn that? Much like, yeah, I was making the joke in the opening of the show, wait for it, that's... That's a trick that I've seen on America's Funniest Cat, Funniest Videos, Facebook, you name it, where the dog will sit with a treat on his nose. And, you know, they're waiting for it until they get the command to eat. That is how you start learning and teaching patience, is that you're going to see something you want and you have to wait for it. So my level up again, just to repeat it, is be careful what you ask for. If you want to learn patience, you will start seeing stuff you want all the time, or you'll be in situations where I'm so tired of being here, but you have to wait. You have to be here because you're still learning patience, or you're learning something, but hopefully you're also learning patience at the same time. What is your level up, sir?
My level up is respect your process. Don't jump to knee-jerky conclusions. You know, if something's not going your way, don't immediately get all hot and bothered, pissy of that, the man's keeping you down or everything's just wrong. Sometimes bad things or just unpleasant things need to happen so that something better can come your way. Whether that is it's trying to nudge you into doing something so that you can have a better thing. How come I can't pay my bills? How come, you know, because your processes and your system that you've set up isn't really working for you? You need a better job. You need a better system. You need to quit spending all your money, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that's the reason. Or it's just like, why is my car breaking down? So that you can have a better car. It's time for that. It's not safe. So respect your process, or you. How come I'm a certain way, so that you can work on yourself? Because part of failure is shining a light on those things that you need to work on. So respect your process. Don't jump to knee-jerky conclusions. Believe that it's all working together for the greater good, and even the greater good of you. So, and if you can do that and you can maintain a healthy balance of somewhat happy in your life, you're going to look for those silver linings. And if you look for them, you're going to find them. If you don't, and all you can see is the dark, that's all you're going to see. You know, look to the light, Carol Ann, and start walking that way. You're going to find your silver lining. It may not be immediate. It may be, you know, something that comes out of a horrific situation, some really good stuff. Respect the process. That's my thing.
I respect that. So I have a hard time. You know, my mind goes sideways when I hear certain words, and you're like, if all you see is the dark, it'd be the way, well, Batman did okay. Yeah, we still have another 5 minutes.
We'll see in Batman v Superman if he's going to do it.
Killing me. Versus. What do you think the V stands for?
What do you think the V stands for? Just let it happen, baby. Just let it happen.
You do this on purpose. You're doing this to drive me crazy on purpose. You've taught me so much patience over the last 5 years that I might not have learned otherwise.
You enjoy this ride. You've had a good time with this.
Let's tell a little subtle story about patience. And yes, I have enjoyed the ride. You know, being in the situation of where I am, of the hustle, is all I know to call it, where I am an entrepreneur, but I'm also just trying to make ends meet. So, you know, I've got a mix of a W-2 part-time job that actually plays off of my podcasting skills, and then clients and those kind of things. I'm still doing the hustle, still just taking not every gig I can get, but basically taking the right opportunities at the right time. Recently, an opportunity was pointed out to me that I'd be perfect for. And a certain person quit what they were doing and then recommended me for what they were doing. Now, I've been through this exact process with that exact project before. So instead of going, oh my God, and really trying hard for it, I just said, okay. Because as hard as it is to sit and just say, okay, and be patient to see what happens, I know that's the only thing I can do here. And I can't be more forthcoming with details because it just isn't appropriate, I don't think, right now. And I'll tell you more than out there, but it's not a big deal. Because here's the thing. Who knows what will happen next? I just trusted the Wayne Dyer way of doing things, which was, okay, I say yes and trust that the right people will be in the right place at the right time. I'm always open to conversations. I'm always open to new projects and ways of doing things. And if you're listening to Success Freaks and you've got something that you think will be worthwhile for me, always hit me up. You know, I'm always open to things I haven't thought about before. I mean, the W-2 part-time job I have is with the hotel that I was doing contracting work. And now they actually keep me on, obviously not full-time because that's the wrong word, but I'm a regular person that they use, so they put me on staff little bits. I still have my freedom to do my other things, but what my podcasting skills are is customer service. I speak better to most people than anybody else. The ability to troubleshoot problems on my own, especially of the audio video kind, because that's all we do is audio and video there. And just the ability to go and set up what I know the client's going to need, because I've been in so many different podcasting situations, live and otherwise, that I can foresee many, many needs. So thinking outside the box, I'm doing a panel this weekend at Dragon Con about making your money through podcasting. And that's going to be one of my pieces of advice, is you have to think outside the box. But I'm being patient on another thing that would let me do what I love to do all the time. Patience is not easy, and it's not for the weak.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. It's not, but it may be the very thing that you need. We're not telling you to hold on to something that may be wrong for you. You know, it may be time to be able to quit something. Hey, you know, I've been banging my head against this and it's no longer fun. And I'm just, you know, it's a job that's eating my soul and I have an opportunity somewhere else. Maybe it's not the thing for you to stick with. But again, be patient with your process. When wrong things are happening your way, often they're there to make room for something good. They're there to shine a light on what you need to work on or something that needs to be fixed so that you don't have a worse situation later on. But whatever this is, this cool little thing that I'm using, Behringer Mini Amp, that I just love, it may just be that I'm not supposed to use it because it's I can't figure it out. When I'm having somebody call in, when we're doing Skype, it's great when we're all in the same room. There's no problem with that there, and maybe that's that time I use it. But I still have high hopes. I'm going to hold on to it a little bit longer and see if my patience will come through or if it's just something that a lesson I need to learn. So, yeah, trust yourself. Trust the process. Trust that that things are working for the greater good for you, and look for those silver linings. Not telling you to be silly and Pollyanna and just, oh, everything's perfect when you're in the middle of poop. But believe that if you keep working through the poop, if you're going through hell, keep on going. Winston Churchill said that in the, you know, during World War II, when Britain was being blitzkrieged and bombed all the time. Keep going. And finally, you're going to find the light of the day. Go to the light, Caroline.
Wasn't Caroline Poltergeist?
Yeah, baby.
It wasn't the light, the TV that sucked her in. So isn't that like the wrong thing to do?
Yeah,
I'm just making sure I was understanding the reference because I thought maybe I'm not understanding this.
Okay. They're not.
Oh, there's the poltergeist in our own machine saying no, Mordant. Computer says no. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting is an honest and revealing look at tagging and bagging a bigger, badder, better, more life. Mordant and McFall discuss the trials and tribulations encountered on their path through uncharted territory, the lessons learned along the way, and how they use them to move forward. Explore what causes you to hesitate when taking that first big step into the unknown. Discover how to experience the thrill of success firsthand. A guidebook for those brave souls no longer satisfied with an average life. Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting, available now at Amazon.com.
Welcome to On Beyond Success, Freaks, where we go bigger, better, better, more into the topics of the show. And this show was about patience. And I'm not actually sure if we're going to dive more into patience, because there's two things happening this month. There's World Peace Day, and then there's my birthday. Wait a minute, that's one thing. Because guess what? World Peace Day is on my birthday. That tells you something about the world, doesn't it?
That's synchronicity. Yes.
It is. You know, everybody come together over me.
Right now.
So, over top. Stepping on my stuff, man. So I do want to say, as I get requested every year, I will be putting out the Amazon link. If you want to be happy birthday to Charles, that'd be awesome. I have an Amazon link.
When is that? When's World Peace Day?
World Peace Day. Carl's already got it. September 21st.
September 21st. All right. I got to see about my money and buy you something.
See, I don't. Gilda Freaks never said. I'll go ahead and tell you, Joe. In the chat room, she's talking about the old home group. And for at one point, they named it. They decided to call themselves the Guild of Freaks. I'm like, no, that sounds negative to me. I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. If we build something about the Guild of Awesome, see, now that sounds great to me. I'd be a part of that guild. The Association of Awesome. No, the Awesome Association, because then when you abbreviate it, we have an awesome ass.
Oh, my God. See, this is definitely On Beyond Success.
Yeah.
We are going to get a little freakier here, or a
now,
little more awesome.
Well, I think is interesting for you, sir, is what we talked about setting up the show. One of the things that Mordant threw out was, what I'm going through lately is this suck it up, buttercup, or, you know, level up, just telling myself, just do it. And I laughed. I was like, let me correct your language for a second. He's okay. And because I do try to, sometimes it's important, sometimes it's not as important. This was not as important. I just wanted to kind of point it out. And I said, well, unless lately means the last 4 years that I've known you, then this, I don't think it means what you think it means. But I followed it up with, but that's okay. Everybody's different. That's not a negative thing that you tell yourself, you know, just do it, just level up. I think that's where the patience came from, because that is something lately that you've been learning. What I want to talk about here along those lines is, I've always found it interesting that you have a very specific way of how you like to feel safe in anything. And you like to be shown how something's supposed to look, and then you'll take it on. And then as you take it on, you will make it your own.
Make it my own.
Yeah. You like to, as we've told a million times with the launching of the live show, you tend to like to wait and make sure everything's lined, everything's run. So you said, let's just go ahead and do it. And you said, we're doing live this week. And it has worked out. It's been fine. But what I've always found interesting is, I'm the guy who just says, oh, that's a cliff. Let's jump. You know, it'll be fine. The greatest, newest message that I've had in the last 6 months was when Jim Swilly was talking about just deciding what you want and then essentially letting it go or going to sleep on it. And he used the illustration of Jesus and the disciples in the boat crossing the Galilee, where Jesus literally says, we're going to go across the other side. And then he goes inside the boat and goes to sleep. Now, I've seen the Sea of Galilee. It's massive. So it would take a while for them to get to the other side or whatever. You know, the whole point was, the storm came up and the disciples freaked out. And Jesus is still asleep inside this boat that's being tossed in this massive storm. And they have to wake him up to speak to the storm. And he said something to him, you know, but the point was not that he had the power to stop the storm. The point was not that he got onto him. The point was, he said, let's try to go across. It's not what he said. The point was not, I think we should go across. The point was, we're going to the other side. Done. And then he went to sleep on it. And that's when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's how I do things. I went, okay, we're gonna touch the world with Success Freaks. And I go to sleep. And I take that one step and the next little step. And I don't worry about how close we're getting. I just go to sleep on it. And it drives a lot of people in my life crazy. And it seems like it's always been, to me, a weird fit for us, is that you like to be the safe one. You like to do things a certain way. And I've pulled you so far out of your comfort zone and pushed you so hard. But I think it's because you've wanted to truly reach your goal. And at the same time, what you've done for me is slowed me down and said, okay, think about how you say things and present yourself and those kind of things. So there's definitely been a give and take, but I just always found it odd. I'm tossing it back to you, so I'm setting it back up. I thought it odd that you do have your way of doing things. It's almost the opposite of how I do it, and yet you've aligned yourself with me, and I feel like I drive you crazy sometimes.
We're a balance, and I'm going to say for what you said, yes, absolutely, but not always. There are those moments where, like you said, when we were going to do the live show, I was the one to say, let's just do this. Let's do it now. Going with New Media Expo, I'm the one that brought that and said, here, let's go do this. And we were going to try to do it like within a couple of months so that we could speak and everything. And that means that we'd have to buy our tickets and things. And it turned out it wasn't until the following year we were able to go because they're like, we have no more room here, but you can go to this one. So yes, but not always. There are times where I will jump and go, this is a great idea. Let's do it. Blab.im. I'm like, I see potential here for a show or something. And you're very much, it's not the way it's used. I'm like, yes, but it can be. And I'm seeing nuances of each. But you're absolutely like, right, I like to see how things are done. It's almost like learning how to, like when I used to teach and direct the human chess match, which is, it's a chess match that happens at the Renaissance Festival. People are the pieces. And when they land, and other people direct them, and one piece lands on another, it doesn't automatically get that square. They have to, quote unquote, fight. It's choreographed fighting. In learning stage combat, you know, learn to do everything correctly. Learn to do everything the way you should look, the way you should stand, the way you should fight. And then, so as befitting your character, you can slop it up. There is a fight director who directed the 1970s Three Musketeers and Four Musketeers named William Hobbs. And I love the way, if you watch those movies, and I advocate them very much if you like sword fighting, because it's not the prim, proper, tink, 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 tink. These guys are throwing themselves into it. They're very, very sloppy. Their moves are, sometimes they overextend, sometimes they underextend. But it, you look at it and you go, that's a real fight. That's what it should look like. Those people who the stage combat people who were doing that needed to know how to fight perfectly, and then they could poop it up. It's like in Star Trek's Mirror, Mirror. The people who were good were able to act bad, but the people who were bad could not act good. So they weren't able to fool anybody. So along with that, you know, yeah, I like to see how things are done, and then I'll make it my own.
Plus, I think it was the magic goatees that gave them away.
There you go. That's right, spot. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, on a deeper level even, and I think, we both are learning from each other, and you know, the magic, that we do have good energy. Because like I said, on one of the in-betweens, I was talking about Blab and how we got on there, and how it was just a whole different day than our show, and it was the first thing we were really doing that day. I didn't feel the same energy-wise. You're like, oh, we're up and doing a show. And yet the audience was like, oh, my God, you guys are so great. And it showed me then we have hit a level together that you have similar with the Tortuga Twins. There, I'm sure there are days with the Tortuga Twins on stage, you quote-unquote phone it in, and yeah, yet the crowd goes wild because there is a level of professionalism that we hold and a level of connection that we have that even our crap is good. And it wasn't crap. Don't get me wrong.
You say phone it in, but there's you do things a certain way. I will always make this move. I will always say this like this, and it'll always look like a high energy thing. So that when I have a low energy going on, I'm still going to reach, you know, three quarters of the way, and it's still good. And people are like, how do you keep your energy? It's like, well, we've trained ourselves to keep doing to this. And when we're tired, there may be a little bit less, but we're still hitting pretty high. So our bar is set pretty high. You and I have learned to listen to each other. You know, little things like when it's time for me to talk, I'll be like, normally I'll just let you talk, but I'm like, okay, I got something. It's pretty much what that says. And you have the same thing. I'll either hear a hiss of your voice or whatever. It's like, okay, Charles has something. You know that what I'm saying usually runs about, you know, 1 to 2 minutes. You know, that's my sound. And then I'm done.
No,
and
sir.
And then you talk.
No, sir. I watched the recording. We both did the last section. We both did 4 minutes even.
Lately, yeah, man. I'm actually pretty impressed that I'm able to keep, you know, on a point for that long. So I feel good about that.
But, you know, the core of, I think the core of who we are, not who we're becoming, but of who we act out of right now has definitely been, you want to see how it looks and then you'll go and make it your own and make it better or whatever. I want to never see how somebody thought it looks, and I'm going to show you how it should look, even if it's been done before. I don't want to know how you did it. I want to break it and I just want to do it my way.
However, I've learned that's great for you and your process. And I won't, you know, maybe there's a couple things I'll say, really, you should look at this. You know, you've learned this is great for me and my process. So you allow me to do it without it. It used to really kind of, you know, bend you out of shape a little bit. Now you're like, that's just the way he does it.
Well, so, to a point, though, and this is psychological. So what, you know, it won't work anymore. But there's a point where I'll let you hang. And because I have faith in you, and instead of saying I have faith in you that you will fix this or you'll do it, I wait, and I don't let you hang for too long. I'll give you an answer if you really need it. But so many times when you've gone, you know, I need you to, I don't have an example right in front of me, but
no, I know when I was setting up, I Like You Most Days with I do a podcast with my girlfriend, Christy. I'm like, how'd you do this? And you pretty much said, look here. And that was it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because I knew you could do it, and you did.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it's never too harsh. It's never too much. And you've done the same with me. You've come in when I'm on my own trying to do it, and in your way, you'll say, well, what if it looked like that? And then you show me what it could look like, and that breaks the barrier or whatever.
Charles will always have my back, but when those days that he doesn't, Google is my friend.
That is... I still have your back. You just aren't falling far enough. You're catching yourself and climbing back up. I'm not Hodor, right? I didn't sign up to have you on my back so I could climb the mountain for you, you cripple. You're not a cripple. You're climbing.
I know. And you've climbed pretty far too. You know, you have definitely come into your own as far as you used to believe that it was all Tortuga fans here. And that's just not true.
That was true when I believed it. And 4 years later, we finally grown to where we have our fan base. I call him Damn It Carl.
Yeah, one guy that's constant.
He's pretty like the bunnies. Pretty
all right.
Good. Anyway, it's time to go.
We've hit our time, dude.
Mm-hmm. We have indeed.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Success Freaks. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as we have. Hell, even more so. I hope you've enjoyed it more than we have. We will hope to see you again at our next show. But for now, this has been R. Mordant Mon.
And in the vein of patience, I am the, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Bear.
Nice. There you go. I was going to start singing it, but then he kept going. I was like, oh, you don't need it.
I don't need you.
Ciao, success freaks. Boom, baby.